Nightly report for September 28, 2023. Corn. Corn continued its bounce higher to the top end of the range we've been in since August. December futures up 5¼ cents, settling the day at $4.88.5. Weekly corn export inspections were within the expected trade range at 841,800 metric tons. Mexico, unknown, Colombia and Japan made up the bulk of the sales. We are behind a year-ago pace for this marketing year, at 12.57 million metric tons cumulative sales versus 12.99 a year ago. River levels remain concerning, with the latest Mississippi River levels at minus 10.62 feet, the third lowest on record. USDA quarterly stocks report is due out Friday. Average quarterly stocks estimate sits at 1.429 billion bushels. This compares to the September WASD at 1.452 billion bushels. At this point, the U.S. government is at risk of shutting down if no agreement is made before midnight on October 1. This would affect all USDA reports, including the AS/ethanol data, crop progress, weekly export sales, etc. Beans. Weakness in bean oil was only partially offset by the meal gain to ultimately lead SX to another lower day, although the inability to close below $13 keeps a supportive tone ahead of tomorrow's stocks report. SX spent the bulk of the day lower but came well off its lows as an active selling month. A quarter will come to a close tomorrow, prompting some positioning up. Export sales came in below expectations at 24 MBU and are now 34% behind last year's pace versus USDA forecasted 23% drop. China goes on holiday next week and traders are expecting things to remain quiet as the U.S. ramps up bean harvest. U.S. and Brazil CNF China remain tightly competitive through November, then Brazil quickly takes the reins. Talks of PNW being switched to Argentina as the country continues to originate beans on their favorable peso rate given their desperate need for USD in their economy. Rumors are of 3.42 MMT originated to this point. There have also been rumors of exporters washing a couple of October cargoes out of the U.S. BN freight was seen sharply lower and new lows in SX/SF of 20.4 would support these headline. Friday's stocks are seen at 242 MBU versus 250 on September WASD report. This would be the lowest since 15/16, 197 M, if realized. The late weakness in SU/SX and now SX/SF gives me pause in erroring to the lower end. Historically, the tighter the stocks are, the more that are found. In general, this report tilts bearish 61% of the time. Products, meal was the king today but once again failed to move above 100-day, 393. Good export sales helped at 362K tons, in line with expectations. Bean oil continues to see minimal export sales as domestic demand remains fiercely strong given RD demand. The demand pull has outpaced the EPA blend mandate and this could begin to be felt in Q4. Crusher downtime is mostly behind and we should see strong crush as many expansion projects have been complete and some new builds look to come online prior to the end of the year. Oil share sits at 42.7%. Wheat. Wheat markets were lower again, as trade seems to be erasing quality premiums built into HRW and ours. Last eight trading sessions have seen WAS 23, HRS, losing $0.27.5 to ZWZ 23, SRW, at plus $1.68¼, and KES 23 down $0.40¾ at plus $1.06¼ to ZWZ 23. This price action seems polar opposite of what is occurring in the world market, ample feed wheat and supplies growing, while quality milling wheat supplies seem to be shrinking by the day. Export sales showed a small pickup in demand this week, as 544.5 TMT, 20.0 MBU, was reported, featuring Philippines taking 115.0 TMT, South Korea 90.4 TMT, Japan 90.0 TMT and China 69.1, 68.3 hours, TMT. YTD sales running 85.8% of year ago, while USDA projections suggest pace SB closer to 92.2%, noticed hours sales running 105.6% versus USDA projection 100.5% compared to SRW at 99.2% versus 126.2% and HRW at 54.1% versus 69.2%. The US dollar index $105.93, down 0.43, finally relaxed today. WZ 23 settled 0.75 cents lower at $5.78¾. KWZ 23 finished down 9.5 cents, settling at $6.85. And MWZ 23 fell 3¾ cents, settling at $7.47. Trade estimates for tomorrow's NOS report are September 1 wheat stocks estimated 1.770 BBU. Small grain summary has all wheat estimate of 1.732, USDA September number 1.734, HRW 584, 585, SRW 440, 440, and other spring 448, 450. This concludes our nightly report. Have a good evening and thank you for your business.